Gosh, I was so absorbed in reading this newspaper that I almost missed my introduction there. Let me read a couple of these items for you. It says here, Mrs. Richard Churden had her tonsils removed at the Timmins Hospital yesterday. If we scroll down, Miss Ruth Deal of Bedford spent the weekend at the home of her parents near New Buena Vista. Well, that's interesting. Continuing down, Mr. Elmer Rose of Bedford Route 3 was transacting business in Bedford last Friday. Wow, riveting stuff. But perhaps we should put this away and get down to our own business. This is the Shellac Stack, a program featuring not only outdated news, but also 78 RPM records from the first half of the 20th century. My name is Brian Wright, your host. Those news items that we opened with come from the April 5th, 1929 edition of the Bedford, Pennsylvania Gazette. Those are front page news items, by the way. And that serves to introduce a special topic today. I thought we would spend the entire hour listening to records made in the month of April 1929. No particular reason, I just picked April 1929 sort of at random. But it turns out there were a lot of good records made that month, and we'll get a chance to sample some of them on the program today. Now, when I started, I thought it would be a piece of cake to scroll through old newspapers and find all kinds of wild and interesting stories from the era to read to you, and so far I'm having a tough time finding anything much more interesting than that. But we'll see. Maybe we'll find some more things as we go along. Let's go ahead and get the music started, though, with a record by Billy James, bandleader and his orchestra, under the pseudonym of the Hollywood Dance Orchestra. Jack Kaufman will sing the vocal on a song called Ditto. This was recorded for Banner Records, number 6388, on April 2nd, 1929, and it starts today's chronological survey of records from April of that year. So here we go, Billy James and Ditto.
Thank you.
bad record at all. In fact, quite good. That's called Ditto, recorded by Billy James and the Hollywood Dance Orchestra, Jack Kaufman singing it, banner record number 6388 from April 2nd, 1929. Starting off today's program in which we'll be listening to records recorded during the month of April 1929. Well, while I was listening to that, I picked up another newspaper here, this one, the Pittsburgh Press, from April 4th, 1929, in hopes of finding something a little bit more interesting than Miss Ruth Deal visiting her parents or whatever. And right here on the front page, I found something pretty gruesome that I couldn't pass up. And at the risk of turning this show into a trash radio or cops or something like that, I thought I would read it to you. For those people who think that the 1920s were a simpler, happier time, the headline here is "Beheads Wife, Kills Himself. Jealousy Motive in Axe Slaying and Man's Suicide." Yikes! This is, as I said, from the Pittsburgh Press. If we read the article, it says, quote, "After beheading his wife, Gertrude, 40, with a lumberman's axe, Frank Chiffin, 55, Silk Mill fireman, removed a crucifix from the wall at his home in Reynoldsville, near here early today, held it in his left hand, and with his right hand fired a bullet through his brain and died. Police say Chiffin was insanely jealous of his wife, without cause. To support this assertion, they recall that recently Chiffin covered the doors and windows of his home with boards, leaving but one door uncovered, and there he chained three dogs. Every time these dogs would bark, police say, Chiffin would rush home from the mill a few hundred yards away to see who was visiting his wife." Now, under the subheading "Sharpens Axe," continues, "Chiffin spent all of yesterday afternoon sharpening his axe at a grindstone in the rear of his home, the coroner has been told. Last night, Mrs. Chiffin and her six children, ranging in age from 12 to 18, retired in second-floor bedrooms. Chiffin slept downstairs. At 3:45 a.m. today, Frank Chiffin Jr. heard his mother's screams as he rushed to her room, saw his father with the axe, and grappled with him. The boy said his father rushed to the living room and there hurriedly took the crucifix in his hand and committed suicide with a revolver. The woman had thrown her arms up after the first blow, police say, for subsequent blows severed her hands. An inquest is to be held this afternoon." Yikes. Well, this program just took a dark turn, huh? I didn't mean to go quite that dark, but it, well, you wanted something more interesting, I assume, than so-and-so having her tonsils out at the Timmins Hospital. Anyway, this next record was made on that fateful day, April 3rd, 1929. It's Gene Austin, and he's singing a song from the Warner Brothers film Say It with Songs. It's called Why Can't You, written by Jolson, De Silva, Brown, and Henderson. After that, we'll hear another song from the same film, sung by Johnny Marvin, I'm in Seventh Heaven, which kind of takes on a bit of a dark sound after that story, recorded April 5th, 1929. So two now from the Warner Brothers film Say It with Songs, and this first record, incidentally, there are sales figures known. It sold 63,000 copies. Not bad. Anyway, here's Gene Austin, Why Can't You?
Life is unfair, eating your share of happiness. You are to blame, they call your name. You did not claim your happiness. You say you're through and you sigh. How do you know till you try? Violets from tiny seeds fight their way up through the weeds. Violets can do it, why can't you? Little brooklets breaking free work their way down to the sea. Little brooks can do it, why can't you? Hopes and dreams are things that life can shatter. Learn to lift your head and say, it doesn't matter. Birdies sing and cages too. They know that's the thing to do. Little birds can do it, why can't you? Violets from tiny seeds fight their way up through the weeds. Violets can do it, why can't you? Little brooklets breaking free work their way down to the sea. Little brooks can do it, why can't you?
What lips and what eyes, I'll say that she's got all the stuff, got all the things. She says that I'm angel enough without the wings, and that's why I'm in the seventh heaven, heaven, having a heck of a time.
We started that little set with Gene Austin, Victor 21952, a song called Why Can't You, recorded April 3rd, 1929. Then from 2 days later, we heard Johnny Marvin sing I'm in Seventh Heaven, Victor 21955, both of those from the Warner Brothers film Say It With Songs. Now, I'm not going to read a newspaper story between every set of records, but while I keep browsing around and see what else is worth reporting, let's listen to some more records. We're going to turn now to Rudy Valley and his Connecticut Yankees, recorded the exact same day, probably in the very same studio as that last Johnny Marvin record. This one is called Me Quieres, Do You Love Me? Rudy Valley and his Connecticut Yankees from April 5th, 1929. Then we'll hear Jesse Crawford at the pipe organ play a song called Little Pal, also by Jolson, Da Silva, Brown, and Henderson. That was from April 8th, 1929. And we'll finish this next little set with Horace Heidt and his orchestra, The Wedding of the Painted Doll. We'll go out to Hollywood for this one, and the date is April 10th, 1929. So we continue our survey of records made in the month of April 1929. First up, here's Rudy Valley.
De angrobado el placer de aprobado tus caricias y tu amor rojos de pasión y de alegría me recuerdas aquel día cuando por primera vez me dijiste me querés. Happy day when I held you in my arms and you said, do you love me?
Thank you.
We started that little set with Rudy Valli and his Connecticut Yankees, Me Quieres, Do You Love Me? From April 5th, 1929. Following that, it was Jesse Crawford at the Wurlitzer Pipe Organ, Little Pal, from 3 days later, April 8th, 1929. And we wrapped up 2 days after that with Horace Heidt and his orchestra, The Wedding of the Painted Doll, recorded out in Hollywood on April 10th, 1929. All of those recorded for the Victor label. My name is Brian Wright, and you're listening to the Shellac Stack. On today's program, we're sampling records made during the month of April 1929. And you may notice that a number of these songs come from the film Say It With Songs, which was released by Warner Brothers on, August 6th, 1929. So a lot of these were recorded before the film was even released. But the film, although it got mixed reviews, in fact, most of them were not so positive. They said the story was just overly sentimental and mawkish, but it did have some good songs. We've already heard three of them, Why Can't You, I'm in Seventh Heaven, and Little Pal. Other good songs from the show include Back in Your Own Backyard, I'm Crazy for You, and one that we're going to hear in this next set, Used to You, as performed by Fred Rich and his orchestra on a Columbia 78 from April 12th. 1929. The Rollickers Quartet will sing that. But before we get to that, we'll hear from Fred Alizalde and his music recorded over in London on the same day, April 12th, 1929, a song called Singapore Sorrows. Now, I thought, what if we could find some news item from London from about that date? And here's what I turned up in The Guardian of April 13th, 1929. The headline is Danger of Being Overmothered. Personal Relationships, Psychologist on Infantile Rebels. I won't read the whole thing, but you have to hear this first paragraph. It says, the danger of being overmothered was stressed at today's proceedings of the National Union of Students Conference by Dr. J.R. Rees, the Harley Street Specialist on Psychology, who dealt with the subject of personal relationships. The danger, he said, was enormous, and few people realized how much difficulty in later life was due to it. A boy who was overmothered was hopelessly tied up emotionally. Dr. Reese told of a man of 65 who had a breakdown through thinking of the fact that if he got married, he would have to leave his mother. There were people who went through life wanting things done just exactly as mother used to do them. It was always the best mothers who overmothered their children. It made a man think he was a very special person and must take care of himself. Well, the story goes on, and of course I'm not going to waste any more time on it, but a little something to balance out our earlier story about the events going on near Pittsburgh. Well, let's listen to some records, starting with Fred Elizalde and his music recorded in London. Here's Singapore Sorrows. Thank you.
so used to you. The things you do are part of me, sweetheart. You kiss my way, you love my way. Why should you try someone new if you should say we're through? What should I do now that I'm used to you?
I enjoy hearing Fred Rich on any records that he made, but especially those Columbias from the late 1920s and very early 1930s. They have such a big, powerful sound, and the orchestra is just top-notch. That's called Used to You, the Rollickers Quartet singing the vocal. Before that, we heard Fred Elizalde and his music over in London with Singapore Sorrows, released on my copy anyway on Parlophone R1201. Both of those recorded on April 12, 1929. Let's continue now. We'll head one day forward to April 13, 1929, and head out to Los Angeles, California, for a recording by Earl Burtnett's Biltmore Trio. This is a nice thing called May Day is Lay Day in Hawaii. And Earl Burtnett's Biltmore Trio are singing the vocal, of course. Brunswick Record 4338. Then we'll hear from Carol Gibbons back in London on April 16th, 1929, for a song called She's Funny That Way, released on HMV B3031. And we'll wrap up this little set with Joe Green and his Novelty Orchestra, a Dime Store record on the Romeo label, number 942, also from April 16th, 1929. Irving Kaufman, brother to Jack Kaufman, whom we heard at the start of the program, will sing Stars Above Are Shining. Three more now. Here's Earl Burtnett's Biltmore Trio.
Land of the flowers, of flowery bowers, in her gay dress she appears. A sweet happy maid, may her dress never fade, as she carries this day through the years. May Day is Lay Day in Hawaii. Garlands of flowers everywhere. Maidens with blossoms.
It's a rather boomy sounding record, but then again, most Cameo, Romeo, Lincoln records of that time are. They didn't have the best recording equipment. The song was called Stars Above Are Shining. That was Joe Green and his Novelty Orchestra. Joe Green wrote the tune, and that was Irving Kaufman, not credited on the label, but he's recognizable, singing it. From April 16th, 1929, recorded in New York. Before that, from the very same day, but over in London, we heard Carol Gibbons at the piano with She's Funny That Way, his master's voice B3031. And we started that set with Earl Burtnett's Biltmore Trio, recorded out in Los Angeles a few days earlier, April 13th, 1929. Brunswick 4338, the song called May Day, is Lay Day in Hawaii. My name is Brian Wright, and hey, what do you think of this little experiment to listen to records all from 1 month? If you like the idea, send me an email. If you're not crazy about it, it's okay to email me. My email is, I can take it, is shellacstack@gmail.com. Again, that's shellacstack@gmail.com. We'll continue now with a record by the pianist Montana Taylor to change things up just a little bit. This is called Detroit Rocks, recorded in Chicago, April 23rd, 1929. And if we open up the Chicago newspaper, the Chicago Tribune from that day, on the front page, actually from the next day, April 24th, the headline is, Old Doc Carter is Busy, Quack Trial Delayed. I just have to read a little bit of this. It's kind of funny. The trials of two quack physicians and one fake dentist were set for hearing in Municipal Judge Alfred O. Erickson's court yesterday afternoon. The hearing netted two continuances and one conviction for the State Board of Registration and Education in its announced drive against the menace of medical quackery in Chicago. Now here's where it gets good. Quote, Old Doc Franklin O. Carter, who lost his license nearly 3 years ago, did not even appear, and it was reported that he was too busy practicing eye surgery to come into court. I love it. A state inspector expressed some mild indignation at this report, but Judge Erickson continued the case for 1 week when Carter's attorney pleaded another engagement. And the story goes on, and it gets wilder and wilder. But we have records to play. Let's listen to Montana Taylor, recorded in Chicago on the day of that humorous case. Here's Detroit Rocks.
Thank you.
that record's called Detroit Rocks. The pianist was Montana Taylor. That was recorded in Chicago on April 23rd, 1929, originally for the Vocalion label. My pressing of that is a reissue on the Hot Record Society label, HRS8. Not too much is known about Montana Taylor. He was born, go figure, in Montana, in Butte, Montana, in about 1903. In his youth, his family moved around from Chicago to Indianapolis, to Cleveland, and eventually he wound up back in Chicago where he made that recording. He seems to have stopped playing in the 1930s, but was rediscovered in the mid-1940s by Rudy Blesch and participated in some radio broadcasts. But in later years, he fell again on hard times and worked for a while as a chauffeur. He died probably around 1957 or 1958 in Cleveland. Well, we have time for one more record on today's program featuring music from April of 1929. I was about to say music from the first half of the 20th century, but today we can narrow it down to one particular month. We're going to finish up with Herman Kennan's Ambassador Hotel Orchestra, recorded in Culver City, California at the Hal Roach Studios for the Victor label on April 26th, 1929. Herman Kennan's band plays a wonderful tune called I'm the Last of the Red Hot Mamas, and they do it as an instrumental. Here you go, Herman Kennan's Ambassador Hotel Orchestra. One of my very favorite bands of the 1920s, Herman Kennan, there with his Ambassador Hotel Orchestra, Victor 22005, recorded in Culver City, California, April 26th, 1929. I'm the Last of the Red Hot Mamas. And that's the last of the Red Hot Platters we have for you on today's edition of the Shellac Stack. I want to thank you, as always, for tuning in and listening to the program with me, where today we've been listening to records from April of 1929. If you want to write to me, my address is shellacstack@gmail.com. Again, that's shellacstack@gmail.com. I hope we'll see you back here next time for more 78 RPM records. Until then, take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you.